This is WBAA. I'm Mike Glowitzo. Changes are coming to the GED test, which certifies someone has high school level skills. Joining me to talk about the changes and what it means for test takers is Trish Maxwell, director of the Lafayette Adult Resource Academy, also known as LARA. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So, Trish, what are some of these changes?
Well, the most important thing is that for the past 10 years, we've used the 2002 version of the GED test as our high school equivalency test in the state of Indiana. That test will expire on December 31st, and a new test is coming for 2014. There are five sections to that test, and a lot of times people struggle with one or more parts of the test. So there probably are a lot of folks out there who have taken the test and succeeded in some of the parts of it, but not all. Right now, if they come in between now and December 31st, they have an opportunity to retake just the sections that they did not pass on their first or second attempt, and for a nominal fee, $10 per section, retake that test and complete their GED and their high school equivalency and be ready to move on with college or career or a number of other programs that we offer. But if they wait until January 1st, their entire test scores are invalid, and they will start over with whatever new testing instrument is out in 2014.
What percent do you think this will impact? I mean, are there a lot that take it step by step, or how is the test administered?
Well, most people actually do take the entire thing over 7 hours over a two-day period, but it's not unusual for a person to have difficulty with one section. Math or writing seem to be areas of particular challenge. And what is really sad is in some instances, the person only misses passing by a few points. So it's not that they lack the academic capacity, you know, for a variety of reasons, they just may not have made it that time. So, of course, we want them to come in and let us remediate. All our classes are free. We also have free childcare on site. So we'll retest them using a different test, find out exactly what they need to practice and just brush up those skills and then get them ready to test again right away. So they really need to get in. That's really the message here, is don't be afraid of taking it again. Come in, let us help you, get you ready, and take it to pass it.
And a little background for those who don't know, GED is a brand. It's almost like ACT or SAT. This
That's
isn't something
correct.
The state has developed on
no.
its own.
No, it is a private testing company, and they are launching a new version in 2014, which may or may not be the test that the state of Indiana chooses. But right now, it is the test that gives you a high school equivalency. And it's the General Educational Development Test. So it is a trademarked test.
Now, the state is looking at going with another provider, I guess is the way to say it, because of citing costs with the new GED test and it going to all computer-based, I believe. Are you and your peers having some say in this?
Yes. The Department of Workforce Development has looked at all stakeholders and sought information and input from a variety of places and individuals, including adult education practitioners. Their concerns are that computer-based tests exclusively might eliminate some folks from being able to access the test, that the cost is prohibitive. What we understood was that the cost of the test could double or more. And obviously, that would be very challenging for programs and individuals alike. So the state has issued an RFP for requesting input from private test makers, and they have that process is underway. They're evaluating those things now. And my understanding is that we will have an answer from the state on what test will be valid in 2014 in July or August at the latest.
What does this mean for you at LARA and your staff?
Well, obviously, we want our curriculum and our instructional practice to align with whatever assessment is being used. But it's not as challenging as you might think if all of the tests align with Common Core standards, align with adult education standards. In other words, there are going to be things that are subtle changes probably in any testing instrument. Certainly a move to a computer-based test will be different, and we will need to integrate computer skills into our instruction. But we're prepared for whatever the change is, and we're prepared to help students who walk in the door at any level get to the place where they can take that, be successful on whatever instrument there is. Also, our goals now exceed just getting a high school equivalency. That's an important first step, but we offer a number of programs to help people get workforce certifications, such as welding, certified production technician, internet computing, CNA, etc. So we want to get them ready for college and career, not just the high school equivalency test. That's a great start, but we want to move on from there.
Do you do this with a large staff, or how many volunteers do you have at Lara?
We do have a substantial staff, but we are heavily reliant on our volunteers. And actually, we get many volunteers, students, and retirees from Purdue University, in fact, who are really critical to our success. So we always need math tutors, writing and reading tutors. We also have a large English as a second language program, so we need people who are willing and eager to work with our ESL population. And then we serve several hundred children a year in our child care center. So we are always looking for folks who want to volunteer with child care or provide us with supplies for any of the above. We do accept donations as well.
For more information about the changes to the GED or volunteering or donating to Lara, the information is on our website, wbaa.org. Trish Maxwell is the director of the Lafayette Adult Resource Academy. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lowitzo.